You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Anna Tutton released the figures to June 30th, 2022 on Tuesday, which showed 538 people died by suspected suicide, down from 607 the year before and 628 in the year to 2020. The release showed the rate per 100,000 was 10.2 statistically, significantly lower than the average rate over the last 13 financial years. It's the third year in a row suicides have dropped year on year. Now, the Mental Health Foundation say each of these 538 people leave behind grieving whānau and friends, and they send all their aroha and acknowledge their deep pain and loss. Now, just a disclaimer, this piece does talk about suicide. I should have said that at the start. So please, if you are uncomfortable with this topic, feel free to tune back in at around 12:25 for the rest of the show. I spoke to the Mental Health Foundation's Chief Executive, Sean Robinson, and I started off by asking him about his thoughts on these statistics.
Well, we had 538 people who took their lives in the last year, and, you know, that is still 538 tragedies for whānau, for groups of friends, for, you know, for workplaces, for schools, for communities. So we must never forget that. And, you know, my you know, deepest sympathies go out to those that knew any of those 538 people. I guess, you know, within that sort of tragic circumstance, there is a you know, growing light of hope, really, and that is that that number was significantly down on the previous year, and that's the third year in a row, as you say, that we've had a reduction in the number of deaths. So, you know, this is giving some optimism that things we are doing to prevent suicides are really starting to work. So, yeah, it's still a number that is way too high. You know, one is too many. But, you know, signs of hope, and really we need to build on that hope and sustain a trend of reducing deaths by suicide, you know, until we have reached that goal of, you know, no deaths by suicide.
I'd like to touch on how Māori are still disproportionately impacted within these suicide rates. Later on in the show, we will be looking at some health inequities to do with Māori, and this really falls under that category as well.
Yeah, look, absolutely. And your Māori are still very disproportionately impacted. You know, there's two ways we look at suicide deaths. One is the actual number, and then the other is the rate per 100,000 of the population. Now, that rate has dropped overall, and it's gone from 11.8 to 10.2 in the last year, which is a good drop. For Māori, however, the rate is 15.9, so well above the 10.2 for the whole population. Again, there's a real sign of hope, though, because the rate for Māori is actually dropping faster than it is for the general population. So, again, over the last 3 years, we've seen a really significant decline from a rate of about 21 to just under 16. So, if we can keep that trend going, you know, and actually improve the situation for Māori at bigger steps and at a faster decline in deaths than the general population, then, you know, we can actually close that inequity over time. So, again, there's a lot of, while this is still a tragedy and still very hard, there is a lot of hope in the stats this year, and that includes hope for Māori. You know, and I think it's not a coincidence that this is happening over the time when we've had the COVID pandemic, because in that time there's been an unprecedented amount of communities pulling together to sort of face that challenge of COVID-19, and Māori communities in particular really pulling together to face that challenge for their raupu, for their community, for their people. Generally we've had more focus on being connected to one another, on remembering to do the little things each day that can kind of lift our spirits, lift our wairoa, actually boost our mental health, things like staying connected, actually reaching out, having a kōrero, texting someone, staying in touch, but also things like, doing a little bit of exercise when we can, sort of appreciating the natural world, papatūānuku, taking some time to sort of relax and deal with, actually be in the moment, learning some new things, and we've had extras, often had extra time to do that because of COVID. So all of these things, have a strong scientific evidence base to show that they boost our mental health and well-being, and by boosting well-being, we're boosting our resilience and our ability to deal with the really tough challenges that life throws at us. And so all of the things we've been doing to boost our mental ability to get through, mental and emotional ability to get through COVID, actually also prevents suicide. So, I think the big challenge now is to keep doing those things. One of the challenges is to for politicians to actually recognise that this is what's been making the difference and keep resourcing it, keep supporting the community to do those things, because it would be just, really, really sad if just as we're starting to get some progress, we stop doing the very things that are working because COVID's sort of, the restrictions of COVID are now off. We actually need exactly those same things to deal with the crisis of suicide in New Zealand. So let's keep going.
There's been a lot of wellbeing campaigns that have been started up, especially over the duration of COVID, and while we were in lockdown, we're seeing a lot of talk about it, especially nowadays. Just we're seeing how it affects our country. We can recognize that this is such a dire issue, especially amongst our communities and amongst our, our whānau. I'd love to go into your thoughts on any efforts you'd like to see done, any campaigns which you'd like to see revived, kept going.
Yeah, look, absolutely. Well before COVID, this is the sort of thing that the Mental Health Foundation has been doing and pushing for years. But interestingly, the Mental Health and Addictions Inquiry that, was run in 2018, it came out very clearly saying, you have to promote well-being in the community. You can't just wait for people to become, seriously distressed and desperately try to create enough services for them. You have to try and do three things. Yeah, sure, you need to invest in services, but you have to try and address the causes of people's mental distress, and that is, addressing things like inequality, poverty, housing issues, impacts of racism and colonisation, and then you have to promote well-being as well. And that, again, promoting well-being covers a wide range of things. I mean, our own research into well-being rates in New Zealand have shown, for example, for Māori, that things that uplift a sense of cultural identity and a sense of connectedness to whānau and to hapū, are very positive for people's well-being. And surprise, surprise, they are also very strong protective factors in terms of suicide. So well-being is critical to all of this. We all need to kind of be reminded of the things that we need to do to uplift our well-being, and sort of constantly encouraged. And that's what wellbeing sort of campaigns are all about. And, you know, we've been involved in a number. Unfortunately, government tends to only really put significant resources into them when there's some kind of natural disaster. And that is literally because it's in the disaster recovery law that they have to do that. So, you know, you talk about things that could be revived. There was the All Right campaign that ran for about 8 years in Christchurch as a sort of response to the Christchurch earthquakes. And out of that came a whole lot of really great well-being stuff, including the Sparklers program in schools, which is still going. That's about the last bit of it that's still going. The Getting Through Together campaign, which was the early part of COVID. And again, it's just all about encouraging us to do the little things that, again, that science shows us make a difference to our well-being. You know, and that's the number one thing that I would encourage people to do, to everybody that's listening, is to really reach out and keep your connections to people going. And that's not necessarily about sort of thinking about who might be struggling and having a, you know, a conversation with them about that. It's literally about sort of going, you know, just today I just text two friends and kind of said, hey, I haven't heard from you for a while. How's it going? And just every day, if you reach out to one person in your whānau or your network and just keep that connection going, I can guarantee you it'll be good for you, it'll be good for them, be uplifting in terms of your wairua, your well-being, and you'll be contributing to the sort of strength and resilience that people need, and also in order not to fall into despair that can lead to suicide. So, you know, people often think that's just too simple. How can that work? But it is actually the simple things that do make the big difference. We don't need to wait for billions of dollars to be spent on hospitals and years to train, you know, thousands of new nurses. It is actually the little things we do each day that will have the biggest impact on our mental health, on our well-being, on the positive side of, you know, helping us to have better, happier, healthier lives, and also on reducing the risks of suicide. So, you know, we currently, you know, we do a wide range of things, and there are many others in the community doing great things that help to connect communities, that help to boost people doing the stuff that supports their well-being, you know, from exercise programs, you know, Waka Ama, Iron Māori, just little things that encourage people to, you know, go for a walk each day, to connect with their neighbours, to notice what's happening with the seasons, to sort of keep their minds active, to reach out and give to others as well as to sort of receive. Any of those things, what they do is they actually change our brain chemistry. When we're connecting to others, we're creating little pops of oxytocin. You know, I think most people know that when you exercise, you create endorphins. Even a walk around the block will do that for you. And, you know, oxytocin, serotonin, endorphins, these kinds of chemicals are in our minds and our brains are created by things we do. And we need those things to be constantly generated in our bodies in order to have positive mental health. So that's a little bit of the science, but you don't need to know the science. You know, the key thing is to be motivated to do the things that actually support our well-being. And that's what these well-being promotion campaigns and well-being promotion is all about. It's encouraging us to actually do the stuff.
That was the Chief Executive of the Mental Health Foundation, Sean Robinson, speaking about the recent statistics regarding suicide rates in Aotearoa.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95bfm.com/bcasts.